I'm Steve Junker. It's time now for the Weekend Outlook, where we take a look at what's happening on the arts and culture scene. Joining us from the Cape Cod Times newsroom is Kathy Scrizzy Driscoll, editor of the Cape Week section. Hi, Kathy.
Hi, Steve.
Kathy, the Cape Symphony has two concerts this weekend in Hyannis, and the musicians will be trying some things they've never done in performance before.
Well, this program is called Beethoven Unleashed and features three pieces of music by that composer, but there's not going to be anybody leading the orchestra this time. The group is playing at 7:30 p.m. on Saturday and 3 p.m. Sunday at Barnstable High School, and it's going to be about half the size of the usual symphony, and for the first time in symphony history, they'll be playing without a conductor. It's not easy, and our Cape Week story explains how that's going to work. But largely, the musicians are going to be paying close attention to each other, with guest pianist Martina Filjak leading the musicians part of the time, and then Cape Symphony violinist Jay Cosmos Lee leading from his concertmaster seat for part of the time. Besides that, all of the musicians are going to be standing as they play, so symphony audiences are going to be in for a somewhat different experience at the shows this weekend.
For people who want to know more about what Cape museums have to offer, the Festival of Museums on Saturday puts many of them in one place.
There's going to be more than 35 exhibitors, most of those museums, that are going to be on hand from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. on Saturday for the Festival of Museums at the Hyannis Youth and Community Center. They're there to give people information about some of the really interesting places to visit around the Cape, and each organization is going to have its own materials and activities. There's also going to be speakers and events throughout the day, and then from noon to 2, the Red Sox 2018 World Series Championship Trophy is going to be there. So visitors can line up to get photos with that, and they can also look at Barnstable students' artwork, which is going to be on display around the community center.
Another event involving Boston sports teams will be happening Sunday at the Hyannis Community Center when pro hockey players gather to fight addiction.
Well, some top National Hockey League alumni, including Pittsburgh Penguins Kevin Stevens, New York Rangers Brian Leetch, and Boston Bruins Dan LeCoucher, Tim Sweeney, and Dave Jensen, are going to hit the ice from 2 to 4 p.m. on Sunday to skate with fans. It's called The Great Skate and is presented by and benefits WellStrong and Power Forward Recovery Organizations. The idea is to show that the impact of fitness, sports, community, and wellness in preventing addiction and supporting recovery. Other related organizations are going to be there at the event, and if you don't skate, you can still go in the center just to watch the pros.
And finally, Sunday night is the end of an era in Woods Hole, with the very last concert in the folk music series there showcasing a familiar face.
Folk singer-songwriter Bill Staines is the only musician who has performed every single one of the 47 years that the Woods Hole Folk Music Society has held its series of winter concerts. He started there when he was just 25 years old. So it seemed only fitting that he would be the final performer as the series shuts down for the last time. Bill has performed all across North America, from festivals to colleges during that time, and has written more than 300 songs. He's going to perform some of those at 7:30 on Sunday night at Woods Hole Community Hall, and he says he's honored to have been chosen by officials to close out the program. He says that Woods Hole has always been one of his favorite places to play, and that they have grown old and stayed young together. And I'm sure a lot of people are going to miss that series in Woods Hole.
To find out more about all of these events and so much else that's happening this weekend around the Cape and the islands, check out the Cape Week section in the Cape Cod Times. You'll find links along with audio of this conversation at our website, capeandislands.org. Thank you, Kathy.
Thank you, Steve.